How are you doing, everybody? I'm Nina Taylor with this week's Gospel News. Vanessa Bell Armstrong, one of the greatest gospel voices of all times. Born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, with a powerful vocal style, she was born on October 2nd, 1953. Armstrong made her first recorded appearance at the age of 13 on a single by Dr. Mattie Moss Clark's Southwest Michigan State Choir. Although she continued singing at local talent shows, she married young and started a family just out of high school. In 1983, she gave professional music another chance and was signed to the Onyx label in Nashville, Tennessee, working with influential Detroit arranger and producer Thomas Whitfield. Armstrong released her debut album, Peace Be Still, later that year. Attached to secular R&B but deeply rooted in gospel, her music was successful, and the album was enough that she was signed to classic soul imprint of Muscle Shoals Music. Then came her follow-up album in 1984, entitled Chosen. Like her debut, it earned her another Grammy nomination and topped the Billboard Gospel charts. Kimberly Michelle is a contemporary gospel artist born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia. She currently resides in Raleigh, North Carolina. She is a singer, songwriter, and classically trained violinist. She learned to play the violin at the age of 5 and was singing the national anthem in front of a stadium full of thousands of people at the age of 7. She studied at the School of Music at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, earning a degree in music performance with a concentration in violin, focusing on classical training to cultivate a new sound that would be a perfect blend of classical and gospel that would transform the sound of music. Kimberly attended the Rhema Bible Training Center located in Tulsa, Oklahoma, studying courses that further sharpened her passion. Her ministry and diverse sound are beyond powerful and anointing that captivates hearts of audiences of all ages, gender, and races. Valentine's Day has origins in ancient Roman and Christian customs. It began as a Christian feast day to honor a martyr named Valentine. Over time, it became associated with romantic love and is now a significant cultural, religious, and commercial celebration. Valentine's Day today is a sweet day of pink and purple roses, boxes of chocolates, and of course, bouquets.
Tremaine Hawkins was born Tremaine Davis in San Francisco and raised in Berkeley, California. Tremaine Hawkins is the granddaughter of Bishop E.E. Cleveland, one of the founders of the Church of God in Christ. She got her start as a teenager in 1968, performing with the Edwin Hawkins Singers during the homemade recording session that produced the crossover smash, Oh Happy Day, the biggest-selling gospel single to date. In the early 1970s, she married Walter Hawkins, Edwin's brother, who went on to lead the Love Center Ministries. There, she sang lead soprano with her husband's Love Center Choir and appeared on the Love Alive album and recorded Sunday Session featuring her husband's sermon, Edwin on piano, and the Hawkins lead vocals. It is a follow-up to Love Alive 2. They were both bestsellers. Hawkins began her solo recording career in the mid-1980s. As a solo artist, she drew from a variety of genres, and her albums demonstrate that she is as much at home shouting traditional tunes as she is belting out blues, crooning silky smooth soul numbers, or even doing hard driving urban funk. Here's this week's top 10 gospel songs. Number 10,
Deserve to Win, Tamela Mann. 9, B.B. Winans, Father in Heaven. 8, Lead Me On, Chandler Moore. 7, Church Doors, Yolanda Adams. 6, Send It Down, Karen Clark Sheard. Number 5, Try Love, Kirk Franklin. 4, Pray For Me, Tina Campbell. Number 3, Never Be the Same, Dietrich Haddon. Number 2, Without You from Jovan, DeWand, and the Track Stars featuring Zacardi Cortez. And number 1 from Jason Nelson featuring Melvin Crispell III. The song is called Yahweh. Well, that's your top 10 songs and your gospel news. I'm Nina Taylor. Go to my website at msninataylor.com. Let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.